Welcome to Her Wellness Reset Podcast. I'm your host, Chantel Matthews, and I'm obsessed with helping you go from feeling frustrated and depleted to feeling healthier, happier, and even more alive. So consider this podcast your go-to spot for strategies, tips, and motivation to keep working towards your wellness goals. I just know we're going to have a ton of fun together. So thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. What's up, guys? You are listening to episode number 68 of Her Wellness Reset Podcast. In today's episode, I was thinking about if somebody were to ask me, what's the number one thing to do to start to change? I would honestly answer self-awareness. So that's what today's episode is going to be all about. 15 things that self-aware people do not do. Because there comes a point in your personal growth journey when you stop needing to prove anything. When you stop needing to react right away or to justify, because you realize that self-awareness changes everything. That pause, that curiosity changes everything. When you step back and you think, why am I triggered in this moment? Stuff like that. It's definitely a game changer when you start to become more self-aware. Now, I will say, there is a difference between being self-obsessed and self-aware. The intention, and I would say it's the intention behind it, right? The intention of being self-aware is to understand yourself better so that you can understand others better, so that you can work on being the healthiest version of you. And I think that's an ever-evolving thing. It's not like this personal growth journey is ever going to stop for me. I think the way I see it is we keep unlocking, I guess you can think of it as levels, unlocking new levels to yourself when you start to become healthier and healthier. It's almost like you have this layer or fog around your eyes and you're not able to see certain things within yourself or within other people until you start to become healthier, until you start to become more self-aware, until you start to recognize things within yourself and then start to recognize them within other people. It's really interesting and really fun to see that evolution of yourself when you're consistently working on your personal growth, when you're consistently looking at new ways to become healthier and healthier and whole, not just healthier for nutrition, but just wholeness, you know? So let's talk about the 15 things that self-aware people are not doing. And I'm just going to go down the list. If you want to write some of these down or just take note of which ones stand out to you and which ones you want to embrace more of. Number one, self-aware people aren't ranting about what's wrong with others. They're starting to fix what's going on within themselves. They're starting to notice when they're getting triggered and start to adjust. And yeah, they may notice like other things in other people, but they're really using that as a mirror and saying, what's going on within myself in this moment? Self-aware people aren't ranting about what they can't control. They're mastering what they can. That one hits home for me because there's so many people that can go on and on and on and kind of spiral out of control about the things that they can't control in this moment. But what self-aware people do is they start to master what they can. Like, I can't snap my fingers and change the world right away, but what I can do is start to make my home healthier. You see what I'm saying? That's something that I can control. That's something that I can start to master and then start to work your way out. Self-aware people aren't ranting about the past. They're designing their future. So you're not stuck in the past of shame with yourself. Why didn't I? Why did I do this? And I know that as humans, we're going to get stuck in that a little bit here and there. But self-aware people don't stay stuck in the past and relive their glory days. Even you can think about it on that end of the spectrum, just reliving their glory days, saying, I wish I was that. I wish I was that. Back to the past. Or they're shaming themselves about things that they've done in the past. Self-aware people that are in the personal growth space aren't staying stuck in the past. They are designing their future. They are being intentional. And no, you can't see into the future necessarily, but if you show me your daily habits, I can probably show you where you're going to end up at the end of the year if you're consistent about it. And that's one way or another. That could be, you know, on the regular, working out and working your body, exercising, where you'll be at the end of the year, or drinking every single day and not sleeping, where you're going to end up by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. You see? So you can design your future by taking these baby steps every single day. So again, self-aware people aren't ranting and staying stuck in the past. They are intentionally designing their future. Self-aware people aren't staying in frustration about being misunderstood. Why don't they understand me? They're starting to communicate clearer. There's a difference in energy right there. For me, it's like staying small and being like, frustrated about being misunderstood, or standing up and being like, actually, this is what I'm saying. There is a difference in communication there. Number five, self-aware people aren't staying stuck and ranting about who has hurt them in the past. They're starting to heal. They're starting to look for resources to help them in their healing, to move past it. They're starting to feel it and then choosing to stand up. They're not just going to say, that person has hurt me and that's where I'm going to stay stuck. They're starting to say, that person has healed me and or that person has hurt me and I'm going to start to heal. I'm going to take my power back. Mm-hmm. Number six, self-aware people aren't ranting about every little thing that's going on in the day. They're choosing what deserves their energy. And I will say, you can be like, well, I don't get to choose every single day because, you know, I got kids and my energy has to go to things that I don't choose. Yes, yes, I get it. But what I'm saying is you're starting to really understand your energy and starting to say no to some of the things, of course, that you can, right? You're just more intentional about what deserves your energy and where it's going. Number seven, self-aware people aren't comparing themselves to other people's journey in a negative way. They're walking in their own. They recognize that they're chapter one, they're on chapter one, and somebody else may be on chapter 20 in their journey, in their health and wellness journey, in their fitness journey, in their personal development growth. They're not seeing other people's, they're not comparing themselves to other people who they feel like they're ahead of them. They're more seeing it as an invitation, as inspiration to keep going in their own journey. Hopefully that made sense. Number eight, self-aware people aren't staying stuck in what they lack. So they're not talking about what they don't have, what they don't want. They're building what they want. They're taking the steps forward in what they want, not staying stuck in what they don't have. That one is huge to me. I think that we tend to do that subtly, even without us being conscious of it. But once you start being more self-aware and conscious of that, of where you feel like you're lacking, you start to realize that I don't have to stay in that state. I can start to change my perspective and start building what I want. Why not you, friend? Why not you? Why are you not able to do the things that so-and-so is able to do? You start to take ownership and realize, I actually can if I take the steps, if I'm brave enough. All right, number 9, let's keep moving. Self-aware people aren't ranting about all of the noise around. They're tuning in to their own body. So there's so much news going on. There's a lot happening in the world. Self-aware people aren't staying stuck in that. Yes, they are informed, but they aren't staying stuck in all of the news from all around the world. And they're tuning into their own body and their own signals and their own triggers so that they can start to be in their home in a present way and be healthy in their own home, in their little bubble, and then it can start to branch out. So don't stay stuck in the noise. Self-aware people aren't ranting about certain labels that other people put them in. They're owning their story. They're owning their past mistakes. They're saying, yeah, I effed up. And I'll raise my hand with that too. Yeah, I effed up during that time that I wasn't self-aware. And now I've chosen to take my power back. I own that story. I've learned the lesson. And I choose to stand up. Number 11, self-aware people aren't staying stuck in the drama and in other people's drama. They're starting to set healthy boundaries. Boom. Let that one hit home. We tend to get stuck in drama. And most of the time, it's not even your own drama. It's other people's drama. But when you start to become more self-aware on your personal development journey, you start to step back and set healthy boundaries. And maybe that doesn't mean cut ties with people completely or anything like that, but maybe that means less time in that space. Mm-hmm. Maybe that means not talking to somebody about other people for hours and hours a day in a negative way. Maybe that means stopping a conversation going, I actually can't do this with you right now. Oof, that's tough, especially if you're a recovering people pleaser. Mm-hmm. All right, number 12, self-aware people aren't ranting about change. They're adapting. They're adjusting with courage. Ooh, I love this one so much because there's a lot of change that can happen that's not even in your control, maybe. But what self-aware people do is they start to adapt. Okay, this happened, and now what can I do? And they step into that with courage. Oh, I love that one. All right, number 13, self-aware people aren't ranting about expectations, they're setting realistic ones. So I'm not sitting here saying, let's just give an example of weight loss because that's the easiest. I'm not saying I'm going to lose 30 pounds in 1 month and, you know, starve myself to get there. Self-aware people are understanding a healthy balance of that, and they're setting realistic expectations for themselves that make sense for their season of life. I always find it interesting and ambitious, I get it, when people at the gym would be like, I'm going to work out, you know, an hour and a half every single day, when they're coming from zero. A lot of personalities, I mean, some people can turn on that switch and just go like that, but I would say generally, most people do better long term if they start simple. If they start with 30 minutes, 5 days a week, something like that, you know, set realistic expectations for this season of your life. Especially, let's say you're someone like me who has my three kids in three different sports, three different schools. And I know that this is actually one of the busiest seasons of my life right now with my children. It's before my oldest starts driving, you know, and this right here, this school year, for example, is going to be the busiest. So I'm not going to set this crazy expectation that I have all of this time. I'm going to set a realistic expectation that makes sense for this season of my life, knowing that that's going to change. And then maybe next year I'll be able to add more. And that's okay. Number 14, we're almost done. Hang in there. Self-aware people aren't ranting about what's missing. Again, this is kind of back to what's lacking. They're grateful for what's here. So they start to really embrace gratitude. They start to really look at things in abundance. One thing that I, when I was coaching, like mindset coaching, and I was coaching moms and just women in general, and I was helping them see, change their perspective on gratitude. Most of the time we wake up and we think about all of the things that suck right away and why we hate the day already. That tends to be where most people's minds go. But what I tried to do is help women start to be grateful first thing in the morning. So that will unlock something in the brain that will start to see everything else that they're grateful for. So if instead of waking up saying, I hate this day, this, and this sucks, waking up saying, I'm grateful for my pillow. I'm grateful for this home. I'm grateful for the abundance of food. Like even simple things like that. It's huge. It is huge to start looking at things in abundance as opposed to what's missing. There's an abundance of trees around me. There's an abundance of water in my home. There's an abundance of love in my home. Just look for what's in abundance, what you are grateful for. And that starts to chip away at your brain, just looking at what's missing and what's lacking. Okay, number 15, self-aware people aren't ranting about their past mistakes. They're not staying stuck in that. And I know it's easier said than done, but self-aware people are learning from them. They're taking those lessons and even helping other people rise from maybe the same type of mistake. We're all human. We all are going to make mistakes, some bigger than others. Some, yeah, you landed on your face. But what are you choosing to do with that? Are you choosing to learn from that? Are you choosing to stand up and keep going? So think about which one of these resonates with you. Which one do you want to embrace more of? And today, instead of ranting or reacting or running from what's uncomfortable, let's pause. Let's get curious. Let's tune into your body. Let's step back and ask yourself, why do I feel like this in this moment? And every small pause is a huge win. Every time you're able to step back, get curious, tune in with compassion, that's a huge win. So let's try it today. All right. If you love this episode, go ahead and take a screenshot of it. Tag me in it on Instagram. You can find me at Miss Chantel Matthews, MSCHANTELMATTHEWS. You will catch me dancing, kind of being wild, unhinged on Instagram. And I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.